Father, we are grateful today for the Lord Jesus, for the privilege of praying together, for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God once again. Open the Word. Grant that as we examine this portion of the Word that is related to events which are going to occur at the end of the age, we may be alert to the trend of the times, and we may recognize the signs which indicate that the coming of our Lord draweth nigh. And as the time does draw nigh, grant then, we pray, we will be ready for our Lord. Meet every need of every heart this day, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the 16th chapter of the book of the Revelation? Will you remember that just as we were leaving you the last time, we read verses 17 and 18 of the 16th chapter, which described how the seventh angel poured out his bowl of wrath into the air, and things began to happen. Now, we said seven or eight things would happen. Eight, if you wanted to consider the voices, the thunders, and the lightnings as an event. Seven, if you wanted to consider them mere scenery. The angel announced, "It is done," indicating that as far as God was concerned, his plan and purpose was brought to an end. What we are going to read in the remaining chapters in the book of the Revelation represent the details of this very brief survey at which we have been looking in the 16th chapter of the book of Revelation. We want to notice now the first thing from the standpoint of the seven things that occur. The first thing that occurs is found in the middle of the 18th verse. We read, "There was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great." We believe that this means exactly what it says. Toward the end of the tribulation, there is going to be an earthquake greater than any earthquake this world has ever seen. The people in the tribulation experience earthquakes, we have learned, greater in intensity and perhaps more often than almost any generation that ever lived. This is about the fourth earthquake, I believe, that we have had presented to us or described in the book of the Revelation. And we notice in this earthquake a significant one. But by way of comparison, glance back with me at chapter 6 of the book of the Revelation and notice at the opening of the sixth seal one such earthquake. John said in Revelation 6 verses 12 and 13, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." Now this is the first earthquake that is mentioned in the tribulation, and it affects the heavens and the stars primarily. Now, will you look, please, at Revelation chapter 8 and notice verse 5. There we read, "The angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings and an earthquake." So the second earthquake in the book of the Revelation is described without a discussion as to the intensity of destruction. If you will look at chapter 11, verse 13, when the two witnesses who have come from God to give their testimony are killed and left to lie in the streets for 3 days and finally resurrected, we read, "The same hour there was a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. You will notice that this earthquake is quite widespread in its destruction. A tenth part of the city of Jerusalem is destroyed in this earthquake, and 7,000 men are killed. Then, if you will look down at verse 19, you will find yet another earthquake. The temple of God is opened in heaven, and there is seen in his temple the Ark of the Testament, and there are lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. So I say to you that the people of the tribulation will not be novices as far as earthquakes are concerned, but what they have experienced, which seemed terrible to them up to this point, will be mild in comparison with this earthquake described in Revelation chapter 16, verse 18. Notice the words again. There was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. The second thing, then, which occurs as the result of the earthquake is presented in verse 19. The earthquake being the first thing, the second thing, the great city was divided into three parts. The great city here, we believe, is a reference to the city of Jerusalem. This earthquake so disturbs the earth around the land of Palestine that the city of Jerusalem is divided into three distinct parts in some fashion. Now the third thing that occurs is described in verse 19 in the phrase, "the cities of the nations fell." I believe this is a reference to the capital cities all over the world. They feel the impact of this earthquake, and all over the world people are conscious of strange things occurring. You will see when we get to chapter 19 that this earthquake actually occurs among those events which are closely related to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to the earth. That is the reason why that this earthquake is designated as worldwide in its effect and influence. Now notice the fourth thing that happened. Verse 19. Great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. This is a reference, of course, to the city of Babylon, which we will discover when we get to chapter 18, is to be rebuilt and is to become the capital of the world. Many people are interested in moving the United Nations out of the city of New York. I do not know how successful their campaign will be, but for whatever comfort it may be, I can say to you on the authority of the Word of God that the United Nations, or a like organization, will find its home in the city of Babylon by and by. When this earthquake occurs, Babylon will be completely destroyed. Now the fifth thing that happens is suggested in verse 20, when, as a result of the earthquake, we are told every island disappears. Now I realize that that's a tremendous thing to say, and for my finite mind, most difficult to comprehend, but it is what the Word of God says. This earthquake will create such a tremendous upheaval that every island will disappear. Now the sixth thing that occurs is that the mountains will be leveled to the ground. There will not be found any mountains. It's difficult for us to visualize how all this could be. But again, we say it is what the Word of God declares, and it will occur at the end of the tribulation. Now the seventh and the last thing occurs. It seems as though it is God's final blow against a rebellious and a wicked people. For we find in Revelation chapter 16, verse 21, "There fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great." I should think that they would feel that way, because will you notice that every hailstone that fell was the weight of a talent, which means that it weighed 100 pounds. Sometimes we talk about hail the size of a baseball, and we really think we've seen something. But hail, in this particular instance, will weigh 100 pounds. The book of Job has quite a bit to say about hail. It would be interesting for you to study it sometime. If you do, you will find that Job tells us that God is reserving these 100-pound hailstones for this particular battle. You don't need to worry about them being used before that time. He's reserving them for this particular event. This hail is so great that men will blaspheme God as a result of it. Now, I have always been accused, when I teach the book of Revelation, of being too literal in my interpretation. But I see no other way to interpret it. If these things are not literally interpreted, then you're going to have to find an explanation for them. And personally, I think this is the simplest explanation. Now, in our perusal of Revelation chapter 16, I left out one verse. And I left it purposely till we came to the end of the chapter because of what it says. "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." Beloved, Jesus is coming. And the man who watches for his coming is a wise man indeed. Our time is gone, and we must leave you now.